Hare Krishna. Thank you for coming, attending the topic of book distribution class. Where is everyone gone this morning? Oh, there's some initiation program over there. So we will... Today will not be any formal Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita, but there will be a few words of encouragement. I don't even want to say inspiration, because I am the one to seek inspiration from all of you. But hopefully we'll say something that which will trick you to get the book bag and go out and distribute a few books on behalf of Srila Prabhupada. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurulitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namo Namo Vishnu Piraya Krishna Prista Kutalishmari Bhakti Viranda Swami Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunavadi Paskyata Desatarine. I'll be talking for half an hour, and then His Grace Dharanjai Prabhu will grace us the other half an hour, and we will leave some time for questions. As we know, the greatest yagya for Kali Yuga, it's a Sankirtan yagya, the greatest sacrifice, the greatest tapasya. And very often people, they want some fruit, or they want something, they want some gain, but without going through sacrifice. Everybody likes the shortcut. But we see also in Krishna consciousness, we would like to have spiritual advancement. Everybody likes that. That's why we are here. We want some gain. We want spiritual advancement to go close to Krishna. And we would like some knowledge. We like very much some effulgence, purity, tolerance, compassion, all the good qualities. If we were not attracted to these good qualities, we wouldn't be here. And when I joined, I sold those qualities into the book distributors. I'm not saying that all the others, anyone who was engaged in preaching work, giving Krishna to others, those devotees have a special light. They're empowered by all these beautiful qualities. So, and we think, oh, I would like to have all these things. But there's a little price to pay, and that is the yagya, the austerity. As we know, all the beautiful things, good qualities, great inspirations, great realizations, they only grow in the field of austerity, tapasya. Just like miseries and suffering, they grow in the field of enjoyment, isn't it? If you want to enjoy, that's what you're going to get. You're just breathing suffering. And people sometimes, they scratch their head and they wonder why they're suffering. It's because they've been engaged in enjoyment. So that's the sacrifice for Kali Yuga, austerity, and amongst all the type of tapasya that we have in every religion, the tapasya of going out and confront a non-believer or someone who is sleeping, someone who is in forgetfulness of God, that is the greatest tapasya. Why? Why is the greatest one? It's the most difficult thing to do. Even more than Harinam, believe it or not. Harinam, there is no confrontation. You just go in the street, you chant and dance in ecstasy. But there is no confrontation with any. You don't have to try to convince anyone. It's nice, very nice program. Prasada distribution is also good. You purify people who are hungry, they get some purification. But to give out the knowledge of God, you have to, it's a one-to-one thing, or preaching to the audience, or like Prabhupada used to do, he would do everything. He would do the Harinam under the tree and would distribute some prasad, but then he would take the pain of talking and giving out his books to the initial devotees who helped him. So this austerity of book distribution, it is actually the crown jewel of all the activities in every religion. Because why is very austere? Because you have to confront the rejection, the feeling of being humiliated. Nobody likes these things, to be rejected, humiliated. If you try to approach someone, very often, you know, you'll get, go and get a job. Or you'll get, you know, you, religions, you are the root cause of all the wars in the world. You will get blamed. And so many flowering words people offer you, ending with off. You get very, some people, they just blaspheming you. And you're forced to actually hold, you know, a blade of grass in your mouth. Either you give it up and just go back to the temple and do some deity worship, chant Hare Krishna, clean the temple. This is also nice, these things. But the front line preaching, it requires courage. And when you hold the blade of grass in your mouth, it's from that blade of grass that all these beautiful things are born, namely patience, compassion, tolerance, humility, austerity. It doesn't come like that by chance. You just get up in the morning and just by chanting. It's nice to chant, you know, and to self-realize ourselves. That's good. But if we want a speedy advancement, then preaching is the one. That's why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, he would say, preaching, one who preaches has a life. And you can set a life into the heart of everyone also, whoever you meet. And by doing that, by doing book distribution, then, you know, you develop all these things with the price of pain, price of tolerance, the price of determination. And until to the point, then you wonder why am I doing it if people, they're all negative. But it's not a fact. These books, they have their wings on their own. They're already, on each book there is a name of the person where it's supposed to be testing to. It's just like a how do you call it, the cat flyer? How do you, the children, they play with it. What is it called? Kite. Yeah, that's the one. The kite. Books, they're like transcendental kite. You know, they go with the wind, and they guide, you know, the child. They've got their own way, you know, have to go higher and higher. So the books, they're like that. You know, when you hold them in your hands, you'll see that all of a sudden they fly in the hands of someone. They will go in the hands until we meet that person. And then that is the greatest moment. It was worth, you know, all the pain, the rejection, humiliation, all that feeling that you have. Then you start to think in retrospect, it was worth, because then you feel a pleasure, some kind of feeling that I cannot describe it to you now unless you do it. Because that person has initiated his spiritual life. That is the point of yoga. You know, when we preach about yoga, yoga means union between the soul and God. And when we give a book in the hand of that person, the person will start his sambandha gyan, you know, his yoga, his link with God. It's only a matter of time that he reads the book, and eventually he will become purified, and also he becomes like one of us. And then he also will do the same thing, to go out and distribute books, or to go out and preach. So there is a price we have to pay for everything. If we want speedy spiritual advancement, if we want this pleasure that Lord Chaitanya is talking about in the Shishastakam, the very first verse, Ananda Buddhivardhanam, that pleasure that everybody, every living entity is seeking, that is actually the pleasure that is to be found in into book distribution. And that nectar, it's experienced, is very much wanted by the Lord Himself. Lord Krishna, he wants experience. What is this act of giving? What does he feel when you give something, love, to someone? So he came as a Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came as a devotee to experience what a book distributor is experiencing, what a preacher is experiencing. He left even the dancing of the gopis and all his friends. Of course, he brought them with him, but he left the spiritual world, the Goloka Vrindavan, to come with his, in this material world, to exercise this mood of giving. Because there's more pleasure in this than anything else in the spiritual world. Everybody's already happy there. There's a big party going on at every second. But just like a father with the family, all the parents, relatives, all the friends, they come to the party. And then the father, he thinks on the back of his mind, but there is still, you know, few of my sons missing. You know, maybe they are, I don't know where they are. They're lost. And it would be nice if they can come back also and join the party. So this is the mood of Krishna in the spiritual world. So therefore, sometimes he sends his confidential associates, like Srila Prabhupada, the Acharya, and sometimes he comes himself to do the job, to claim back his own children. Because We all belong to Krishna. All of us. Not just those of you who are sitting down here, but also outside there, the Praja. Praja means all the 8,400,000 species of life. Krishna says, Aham Bija Pradapita. I am the seed-giving father. He is the father of all the living entities. And he loves us. And naturally, when you love someone, you want that person to be with you more than we want to be with him. Sometimes we say, Atmaram Jamunayo, like Prabhupada describes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Atmarama Jamunayo, that's the glorification of Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That you are supremely satisfied. Atmarama means you are satisfied, and Jamunayo, very peaceful. But then again, still, Prabhupada makes a comment, still, he's not fully satisfied, Krishna. There is one thing missing, and that's us. The only thing he wants, he's always hungry, is the love of his lost devotees. That's the only thing he's missing. Everything else, he's got everything. So that's a beautiful thing, isn't it? It's a very nice thing, you know, to be wanted by God. It's not that we have to work so much to be accepted by him. He's already accepted us. Even if we are big, big rascals, we commit so many sinful activities, he still loves us. There are different degrees of love in this world, you know, that there is, I was reading somewhere, one of the acharyas comment that one who's that describes, you know, the position of God, why he is God and we are not God, because he could do something that we cannot, and that is that he can love even if he's hated, even if he's greatly hated, still he loves. There is only love to be found in God. Hate is conspicuous by his absence. It's like the shadow of God. The Virat Rupa carries the shadow of Krishna. The back of God represents ignorance, hate, envy. All these things, they're also from God, but not from the Supreme Personality of God, but from his shadow, because he creates everything. But the living entities, what they do, they identify with these emotions, with these things, which are illusions. They are temporary. So different degree of love are that you have a materialistic person, it's higher than the impersonalist. Because the materialistic believer, you know, he wants to be loved. But he doesn't love. Materialism means I want, I want, I want. Not just objects, but also, you know, emotionally he's very needy. And the impersonalist is the lowest one. Why? The Mayavadi. Because, you know, they don't love, they don't hate. There is no feeling in them. And that's why they're very boring. And they negate, there is no God, we're all the same. So there is no emotions, it's a very passive consciousness. Sorry, impassive consciousness. But higher than the materialist is the neophyte spiritualist. Those who start the spiritual life, a Kanishta, because he wants to be, he only loves Jai Shishi Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai Sitaram Lakshmana Manji Ki Jai Gornitai Ki Jai. The neophyte spiritualist, he only loves if he's loved. Negotiation. Just like, you love me and then I will love you. You talk to me, I will talk to you. then there is advanced, more advanced devotee that he loves even if he's not loved. And then you have, that's an Uttamadhikari. He loves that even if he's not loved. But then there is the position of Krishna, that he loves even if he's hated. Because it is very difficult, no matter how advanced you are, it's very difficult to love if someone hates you. Of course, there are some exceptions, there are some, like the motherly love, even if the child hates the mother. Sometimes you get mothers, they still carry on loving, because that's a natural thing. But the thing is with Krishna is that just like Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, if you read in the first canto, they they swore at him. And who were they? The giant Vijay, very dear devotee of Lord Vishnu. They were swearing at the Lord and kicking him, and with a club, they were chastising him. But the Lord, he felt very happy, because at least, they're better than the impersonalist. They're addressing me as a person. And Srila Prabhupada, he makes a comment, that's all temporary. Because by being killed by the Lord, they will become purified. And then eventually they will come to their senses again. So when akama sarvokama moksha kama udarati, no matter how we approach Krishna, with hate, with love, with lust, with material desires, whichever emotions we have, he will accept it. And he will reciprocate accordingly. Someone approaches the Lord with violence, then he will reciprocate with violence. We get purified by the violence. Whatever emotion we use towards God, accordingly he will. You want to fight with him, he will fulfill your desire. He will fight with you, but then you'll get purified. But devotees, of course, we love him in a favorable way. That's what Rupa Goswami. So if he loves, someone who hates him, what to speak? How much he loves someone who is, loving him. And amongst all those lovers of Krishna, some of them they want to enjoy with him. And that's fine. Some of them they want enjoying the party. Some of them, they want to clean the floor. Some they want to worship him. But amongst all those, there's a particular lover that he goes away from the Lord, from Krishna. He goes away from the temple and says, no, let me bring back all those whose my father is missing. Those that my father is missing. That's why he's the greatest servant. That's what Srila Prabhupada did for us. He left Vrindavan. He was having a darshan and communion with Srila Rupa Goswami almost every day. He would take prasad and he would have a darshan of this great personality. And he was writing, he was very in bliss. There was nothing that Srila Prabhupada needed. He could have died in Vrindavan, go back home, and that's it. But no, what did he do? In his very fragile age, he came to the West because he understood the hankering of Krishna, that if this world is not saved, then who's going to save it? So he came also on the order of his spiritual master. And he delivered all of us. And how do we repay Srila Prabhupada? By doing exactly the same thing. is very nice. So it's nice that time to time, whatever service we are doing, you know, to go out to distribute a few books. It was nice the other day I was going to Watford and I saw Taruna Krishna Prabhu and a German devotee. Simon. They were blissful. It was very gloomy, very like a dark day, but people, they were all, you know, miserable, and everybody had a huge mind, you know, holding on their lap, you know, the mortgage. You could read, you know, the horror of the people rushing because they have to go and make some money to pay the bills. So everybody was sad, you know, on that day. But then I saw two beautiful faces smiling with books in their hands. This devotees, they also have other services, but still they go out distributing books. I wish I was in the consciousness of this devotee, but I was doing something else. I was doing some banking. And then they asked me to distribute some books with them, which I didn't do any. But it was nice because I could taste, you know, their consciousness. I said, tomorrow I'm going to dive into that. And we do it every day. We experience, you know, this rasa every day. So there are devotees who have tasted, you know, this ambrosia of book distribution. And they look forward for the marathon, you know, very excited, like Sutapa Prabhu, every year. There's a Shridam for 25, 20 years, Premanava. But you could see, what is the secret for them going out every single day? The secret is the taste. They don't do it because of show-off. They don't even do much, if you wonder, you know. But it's the fixed endeavor, the fixed drop. It's like the call of nature. The body needs to go for breakfast, and needs to go for lunch to maintain your body. So the soul also, it needs to be maintained. And this is the book distribution is a beautiful preaching, is a beautiful service to preserve and maintain the soul healthy. It's the calling of nature. You know, if you don't preach, you feel drying up, you feel dead. What's the point? Coming to the temple, hearing class every day, but if you don't get inspired to do something, to take off a little bit of the burden from the shoulder of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise, what's the point of being here? So therefore, I mean, we have devotees, senior ladies, they've shed so much blood in the past. Because in the past, there were no Indian program, the patrons, there was no Gujarati around. If you see all the pictures of the old days, it was Srila Prabhupada and his disciples. But can you imagine Srila Prabhupada, it would come, he would appear now, and we have a walk in the field. There would be Srila Prabhupada, his disciples, and all the Gujarati congregation and community. Everybody will be following Srila Prabhupada. But in those days, there was no support. And what was the support? Just they were going out on books. You could see from that book distribution, we have preserved and maintained everything. This temple, okay, was given by George Harrison, but also George Harrison printed the books, the Krishna book, for us to maintain this temple. Saw Street Temple, Berry Play, was maintained solely with this yagya. So it's multi-purpose. Of course, now we don't need much money anymore, that's a fact. But still, it doesn't mean we should give up the preaching. Actually, we should increase more book distribution, because by the grace of book distribution, of preaching, we have gained all these donations, all these supporters, manpower, everything. So therefore, as a thank you to Krishna, let me increase my preaching, my book distribution. Because that's really the main purpose of ISKCON. There is seven purpose. The very first one is to systematically propagate the science of Krishna consciousness in the form of these books, Harinam, Prasad distribution. So I will close here myself, and I will encourage everyone to please do a little something for the coming marathon. It's a very enjoyable, and don't worry about, you know, so many no or rejection you get from people. You could do door to door, or you could do you could give books to friends where you work. You could do books, you could go out in the street with the devotees, they'll train you what to say, what to do. And there is a way how to give out books and get donations legally and enthusiastically. It's just a matter of, you know, of enthusiasm, you know, how much really you want to do it. I personally cannot force anybody, I don't even force myself. Because forcing, you know, it's like it won't work. You will end up with a bad taste in your mouth. I used to force myself to go out in the park, but that is not a good idea. It has to be spontaneous feeling of gratitude towards Prabhupada, towards Krishna. You know, you've given me so much, Lord, so let me do something for you. And start with a little. Let me go out and do one book today, or two books. That's very purifying. You're making an impact on the existence of everyone, an impact in what for, even if it's one person, you go there, you distribute one book, what the old what for the atmosphere becomes purified. That place is the yagya, more than the worship that is going on in the temple. Much, much more. Because you're bringing someone close to Krishna. That's the greatest yagya. So I'll stop here. So please try to make an endeavor, and you will see the fruit, which is very nice. Thank you very much.